I'm your host, Lucy Smithwick, and I'm a member of the Quill and Scroll Student Advisory Board, as well as the co-editor-in-chief of The Eagle at East Mecklenburg High School in Charlotte, North Carolina. We are recording in the newsroom of The Eagle, and I am joined by fellow staff members and an editor of the lit mag, The Eerie, to talk about what goes on behind the scenes of high school print journalism. I am joined by...
Caitlin Meehan, staff writer.
Kate McKenna, staff writer.
Hallie Fleming, editor of The Eerie.
We will discuss the challenges of print journalism, the rewards, and everything in between. So, welcome everyone. If y'all wouldn't mind sort of discussing what all you do for every publication of The Eagle and of The Eerie, just sort of describe your jobs to me.
For every print publication of The Eerie, I'm responsible for writing an article and then helping design a page. And since it's my first year on staff, I usually have one of the editors or like a senior staff member help me with that. And it's been a really great experience so far, getting to talk to lots of different people during interviews and writing different varieties of stories.
What about you, Kate?
I also do the same thing as Caitlin because I'm also a staff writer. I spend my time getting interviews from a very select group of people around the school and stuff.
Hallie, what is your job on The Eerie?
So, as an editor of the literary magazine, I solicit submissions from the student body. Then we go through those submissions and choose our favorite ones and lay them out in a magazine.
As co-editor-in-chief, I take more of the job of the managing editor, so I am more in charge of the layout and the technical aspects of the paper, but I also help edit stories, and I also write stories for the print and online editions of The Eagle. I would like to hear from each of you guys what you think the biggest rewards are from producing a print publication. What are your favorite parts of being on staff?
Well, I like holding the physical newspaper and like pointing out all the stories that all the staff writers have written, and finding my stories and looking at all of the ads that we collected over the course of the issue and seeing all the cool layout that we do.
I agree that having the end product in your hand is definitely very rewarding. Another one of my favorite things is reflecting the student body in our media, making sure that everyone is seen and heard and that different opinions are voiced in the newspaper, because I think that's a really important job that we have.
And along the lines of what Caitlin is saying, we do kind of the same thing in the literary magazine. We reflect the like thoughts and ideas of the student body through their art or writing pieces. And also, I really like designing it because it's fun.
One thing I would like to mention to the listeners is that on delivery days, we go around as a staff. We usually take partners and personally hand out the papers to as many students in the school, to whoever wants them. Essentially, we give teachers papers, we give students papers, we see our work be handed out to everyone, and that is one of the greatest feelings, to see our work personally impact someone else. All right, now on to the challenges. What does everyone think is the hardest part of producing a paper, of working with staff? What were your biggest fears going into the process?
First of all, if you're not good with computers, it's very difficult to learn. Like, no matter how many people are teaching you and their expansive knowledge, it's also very time consuming, even though at the end it's really rewarding if you have a really like nice design. But like if you have a story that's too short, you have to get a pull quote or you have to like make a cutout or something like that. That's definitely the most time-consuming and the most difficult to learn.
I think design is also difficult, but for me, it's the writing. It's taking like your interview and the quotes that you've gotten and putting that into a story and finding an angle, oh my goodness, and keeping it concise and consistent in the story is really important, and I find that to be the most difficult. I think it's just, it depends who you are, figuring out which part of making a publication is most difficult for you, because I honestly like design and I like doing all that creative stuff. But yeah.
And Kate, you have a specific example of a story that you've been struggling with, right?
Yes.
Would you like to share?
Well, firsthand, it has evolved into an entirely different story. It was going to be published in the last issue that we were doing.
But which is our second edition.
Now it's an entire different story because it's not even an opinion piece anymore. It's a news piece. It doesn't even follow the opinion piece at all. So it's really crazy to rework the story and have to basically not use the story that I wrote and took so much time on.
Hallie, what about you? Any challenges in Lit Mag?
So I think the two main challenges for the literary magazine are collecting submissions, finding good ones, and also once we have all the submissions and have what we're keeping and what we're not, fitting it into a cohesive theme. That's very difficult.
All right, moving on. What do you guys think the value is of having a consistent print edition for both the staff members and also the students and teachers and the community at East?
I think that the value in a print edition that we produce gives students who wouldn't necessarily think to go on our online edition, which we do have and it's very active, but a lot of students don't take the time to go look at it. It still gives them like a reflection of the student body, and if they do kind of any activity, they can see themselves in the newspaper, like track or the musical or anything like that. I think that that's really important in that kids really see the value of like journalism in today's day and age when they get something that they can physically hold and look at. So yeah.
I think student media is really important, especially if you're thinking about journalism. It's a great way to start your career and learn how the newsroom is like and how being a journalist is like. And I think people should be more, I think it's really important that students' voices are heard in the countless amount of interviews that we get and the feature stories that we do on our Soaring Eagles and stuff, so yeah.
Well, for a while we didn't have a literary magazine. We had one and then it took like a 10-year break, and we just restarted it 2 years ago. This year's our third edition, I believe. And so I think that the value that it provides at East Meg is just a voice for the student body and somewhere where they can be heard and see themselves reflected in the works of others.
All right. So to go along with the theme of this year, which is truth, and just finding the value of truth in everything that you do, how do you feature truth day to day in the stories that you write, in the pages that you design and lay out, in everything that you do for the paper? How do you personally feature truth?
I think that a way that I feature truth in my stories is I really enjoy writing opinion pieces about like my truth and what I personally believe, but I also think it's really important that we might have news articles or opinion pieces written by other staff members who have varying opinions. And I feel like that not only represents East really well, but also Charlotte as a whole, since it's such a diverse place to live. And I think that it's really important and sometimes challenging to represent truth for everyone in a newspaper. But yeah, that's how I think I feature truth.
Going off of what Caitlin said, the truth comes from the students' voices in these pieces, and so I find truth to be in those quotes that I get from everybody and the quotes that I put in my stories. And if I'm not sure of something, I will contact them again and make sure that this piece of information is correct and factual and that I'm not putting out something that is fake or just not representative of East Meg's community and Charlotte's community.
On the Erie, we feature truth by picking submissions that show different perspectives that people have and by letting everyone know that all of their opinions and ideas are valid. I don't know.
It's truth is a very important part of a paper, and that's what we always strive for. That's what I definitely try and push in my leadership. In past years, we have had trouble with opinionizing, with strong opinions being shown in the newspaper that necessarily don't need to be there. For example, we had a we had a pair of students write a rebuttal to the musical review last year because of some opinions that the theater department would rather not have shown. And working past that was a opportunity where we could all learn lessons in covering a story, sticking to the specific sections that it should be focused in, and it set an example for future endeavors such as that. All right, so take me through deadline week. What kind of stress do you guys face? What kind of even more challenges? What all do you guys experience during deadline week?
Well, deadline week is like crazy crunch time. You better hope all your stories are done so we can get into that layout and get those edits on the layout. That's really stressful, editing the layout. If it's not right or if there's too much white space, or like figuring out where a picture should go or how the picture should be oriented, what picture should I use, how is this going to work in our newspaper, you know? So yeah, it's the design. We usually have to push that out deadline week, but it always ends well though.
I would agree that deadline week is very stressful because of design, specifically because like it's definitely a time where the entire staff has to come together and make sure that they're all on deadline, because if someone else's story is not ready or finished and you're supposed to put their article on your page, then you're having more time that you have to dedicate to this page later on. And sometimes we have to stay after like our allotted class time to fix the paper. Yeah, I would say that that's probably the most difficult part, making sure that everyone is on task and that you're up to date with all your stuff. And yeah.
Are there any specific routines that you guys think we create for deadline week? Any specific repetition, I guess, is there any repetition that you find in deadline week?
Well, we always print out like a paper or like a page, so we can make like most pages get printed out on a piece of copy paper in either color. They're all in color, but they get printed out, and then we can make edits with pen, and then whoever laid out the page. Can see those edits, can see like the physical edits, and fix that in our layout design program. So yeah, we always do that. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I would say that something that's always guaranteed about when we lay out the paper is like unpredictability. Like there's almost always something that's like, this article doesn't fit, we're gonna cut it from the newspaper, we're gonna put it online instead. Or, like, I don't like, this design is not, like, the best it could be, something like that. So I always think that when preparing for layout week, that it's important to make sure that you know that nothing is set in stone.
Yeah. What about you, Holly? Any specifics for deadline for Lit Mag that you think the listeners should know about?
Well, since we only publish once a year, we aren't as stressed necessarily, but we try and set multiple deadlines for ourselves just to make sure we're on track and, you know, actually doing the work and checking it and making sure we have enough time to make edits before we have to turn in our final copy and we don't end up rushed and doing everything last minute.
All right. So, in everyone's opinion, what do you think is one thing about print journalism that cannot be replaced anywhere?
Okay, I think that something that cannot be replaced in print journalism is the accessibility of it. Really, I know that the internet is very like widely open to a lot of people now, However, if you're not looking for specific articles or opinions, then they might not reach you, depending on who you are and what kind of circumstances you're in. But mostly newspapers are like free or a couple cents. So I think that's really important that as many people as possible get the news. And they can look deeper into it if they want to online, but it's something about reaching out to your own audience, about giving someone a print edition of the newspaper.
I think that for print journalism, for student media specifically, a lot of the things, so it's really cool to have a paper copy like, oh, this person interviewed me and they wrote an article about me and now I can take this home and show my mom, or I can put it on my fridge, or like, I wrote this poem and it got published in the literary magazine and now I have this forever. It's the part where you like get to physically hold something that you are a part of in one way or another.
So I hope that after this amazing talk with these hardworking staff writers and editors, I hope that the listeners know how much work we put into these and how highly print journalists value the work that they have created. Make sure to check out the Eagle's online website. If you cannot get a print edition, the website link is eastmeckeagle.com. There are print editions up on the website, however they are not printed. But catch the amazing work that these students put out as often as they can and help support their endeavors as aspiring journalists. That's all the time that we have today for The Source. Until next time, I'm Lucy Smithwick signing off at the East Mecklenburg Eagle Newsroom.